And we're back here on Mornings at McFarland's. I have to say, I'm excited about this next week because I'm going to learn some stuff here that hopefully I don't know. So, but we are talking about cow chip with my very special guest, Marietta Ryder. So I always, you know, I have to tell you, if I say Marietta Kelter, it's because I'm working with Marietta Kelter right now on a show, and your brain, in my brain, your name and her name
are so similar.
Well, they just get so mixed up in my goofy creative brain. So I apologize
ahead
of time.
It's okay.
Marietta, I know if I can just get Marietta, if I avoid your last name, it's because I'm afraid I'm going to say Kelter.
I really just go by Marietta.
Okay, good. So you're just Marietta.
I'm like
from
Cher.
Now on.
I'm just Marietta. Everybody knows me as Marietta.
And I'm Sonny. I'm Sonny Bono right now. So, all right, we can do that. So, Marietta, you have been involved with Cowchip, what did you tell me the other day, since 1988? No.
89.
Okay.
Well, I was probably fall of 88 that I joined the committee.
Okay. And was it because of your family connections that you got involved with it?
No, actually, I was president of the JCs at one point,
okay,
which is where the Cowchip Festival started.
Okay.
Within the JCs.
Okay.
The people that originated it got too old because there's age rules with the JCs.
Okay.
So they moved and started the Cowchip Committee.
Okay.
But the rights to the Cowchip Festival were still under the JCs. And
there are rights for the
Cowchip
Festival?
Well, I mean, the trademark or the... Oh, okay. You know.
The organizational... The,
right.
501c3
legal,
or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
So it was all there. So when the JCs, we had a small group. It was like 10 people. They were harassing us constantly that we had to have a minimum of 20. And finally, we just decided to stop.
Okay.
But before we did that, we moved the rights to... we started our own group called the Community League,
okay.
Sauk Prairie Community League. So we moved the paperwork there. Well, then half our members moved out of town, and now we were like at 5, and we just decided to stop. So I went to one of their meetings to transition this paperwork where it should belong with the Cowchip Committee.
Okay.
And I fell in love with the group, and I never left.
Isn't that the way it always happens?
Yeah.
So, well, and this has been an integral part of Sauk Prairie. The Wisconsin State Cowchip Throw is part of this whole thing. And I have to ask you, does that mean that there are other states that have cowchip throws? How many of them are there?
Well, in Beaver, Oklahoma, there's the World Throw.
Okay.
So
Beaver, Oklahoma.
Yes, and they started before us.
Okay.
Probably about 5 years before us. And that's how actually we started. Fritz and Ginny Wittenbach read about Beaver, Oklahoma having these cow chip throws.
Okay.
And so that's kind of how we started.
Okay.
But our event is much larger than theirs, but they hold a bigger title.
Mm.
But if you win at our event, you're entitled to go down to Beaver to participate in the World Throw.
Okay. So are there other states beyond Oklahoma
there
and
are,
Wisconsin?
There are, I think, a few others that actually run under Beaver, Oklahoma's umbrella.
Okay.
But they're very small
okay.
events.
So... Yeah, I was trying to think of like the Massachusetts cowchip throw. Oh, yes, we'll throw our cowchip now, Gary. So that would be funny to watch. So we could have one of those. It would be like the international nitwit competition that they did on Monty Python years ago. So, yes, darling, here, let's throw that chip. Oh, throw it, darling, throw it. I'm going to have that image now all through the weekend.
Yes,
and I hope you do too.
I probably will now. I'll be talking funny all weekend.
Yes, hold on. You put your jaw together and your teeth together. Keep the jaw up there and you'll be fine. Anyway, so and it started out as much smaller too. I mean, it was just really the throw at first and then the parade got added later. Is that how I'm remembering right?
The original cowchip throw was one part of a big event.
Okay.
So the JCs at that time had finished paying off the ball diamond and wanted to have a big party. So with this, they built like a life-size Olympic swimming pool, and they had funny games with that. They had this whole like carnival of bizarre games,
okay.
and one of them was cow chip throwing.
Okay.
Excuse me. And that was the one that stuck. So then they started just doing the cow chip throwing every year, and it just kind of kept growing and growing. People... Really, nobody local went to it. It was mostly outsiders that came to it and thought it was really cool.
Okay.
And probably about the time that I started, it actually about doubled in size pretty quickly.
Okay.
Which was great. We get wonderful free publicity. When you're talking about cow chips, people are curious.
So what the heck? Well, especially when you read things like, you know, you can't, you can lick your hand, but you can't. There's a rule that's right on the
site. No gloves.
That's right. No gloves, but you can, lick your
fingers.
For,
yes.
For traction.
Yes, exactly.
Rolling it better.
The chip has to be 6 inches in diameter. Okay. But and we don't want you messing with the chip. Don't be breaking it up to make it smaller and all that jazz.
You pick the chip that you're going to throw. Don't be trying to modify your chip.
Exactly.
Make it aerodynamically more sound.
Yeah. And don't bring your own in your pockets.
Can you imagine somebody coming in with a briefcase and having a selection of chips right there?
It could happen. Yeah.
That's kind of scary. So, but be like, okay, that person right there, they need psychoanalysis right after we get done with the throw.
They're taking this way too seriously.
So, well, but there's been some really impressive throws too. I know that is kind of fun when you watch that and see some of those people are launching like, you know, plus 100 feet by a long ways. So,
but it's weird. We haven't broke the record.
Really?
The men's in like, I don't know, 15 years or more. Greg Neumeier still holds the record.
I remember that year.
Yeah, and the wind was coming from the east, so it was helping to push the chip that particular year, which was good.
So he did get some lift off of the wind.
Yeah.
So, but there is a technique to throwing,
totally.
Too. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to imagine. I've always wanted to, like, be driving down the road and see, like, a group of people practicing a throw, you know, in a field somewhere. Haven't seen that yet. Yeah. Lived in the community for almost 30 years now. I haven't seen that yet.
Doesn't happen too often.
No. Wherever those people are, I wish they would let me know so I could drive by and just watch them someday.
A big part of it's the chip.
Yeah.
You know, they have to come from a pasture where the cattle are just eating grasses. So it's all about the fiber.
So the fiber.
The high fiber makes the thicker chip.
It's more than just a dietary requirement.
Exactly.
Isn't it? It's an edge in the cow chip. Now this is incoming. This is new information that I think our radio audience is going to be blessed by. And we could see some stiff competition now.
And the weather
plays
a big part in that chip too. How fast it dries, all of that kind of stuff. When we can harvest it.
When does harvest occur?
Usually about a month before.
Okay.
And we dry them on wagons.
Okay.
Bring them out into the sun.
So these chips are curing someplace in a field. Okay, gotcha.
Well, actually in a barn, you know, back in, because we have to dry them.
Oh, because you want to keep them out of the rain. Sure. That makes sense. Duh.
Yeah. Okay.
So tell me about this weekend. Now, there's going to be, this is the 43rd annual?
43rd. So it started in 1975 was the first throw.
Gotcha. So, holy cow, 1975. I was a sophomore in high school when this started. So, that's a while ago.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, my first throw on the committee was in 89. But as a teenager, you know how I am about volunteering.
Yeah.
My brother was on that committee, and I went, and I remember selling food in the gazebo.
Really?
When I was in high school.
So they sold food in the gazebo back then. Okay.
Well, originally it was just the committee. They did everything.
Okay.
And then they would raise money and each year and then donate it to a cause. But once the festival got so big, then we broke it out and had nonprofits come in and sell food and do the different activities, which helped us a lot because it took a lot of the pressure off. We didn't need, I mean, we still volunteer, but we didn't need that army of volunteers to
start coordinating all this stuff. And you have people on the committee that take, like, somebody's in charge of the parade and somebody's in charge of the talent and for the stage and all that stuff. So,
So now all those proceeds from the event go to each organization, which is great. And that's part of what I love most about being on this committee is I can't sit on every one of those boards, but I can help each one of those organizations by helping run this festival.
Sure. Well, and giving them good sound advice of things that they need to be thinking about. And so guiding that whole process has got to be really rewarding. Because there's a lot of cool, I mean, it's everything from Boy Scout and Girl Scout troops to FFA to, 6-8.
With the food, it helps.
Food pantry.
With the food pack. The food pantry. And it just helps almost. Well, everybody in town that's a nonprofit has an opportunity to be there to raise money.
Right. Have a tent set up for them and whatever they want to do. And you try to have a variety of things, too. So I know it's always, we always get there and it's like, oh, I want a pork sandwich and I want a steak kebab and I want, you know.
Well, like, if you're there all weekend like I am, yeah, then you can just work your way around.
Right. Just start at one side and keep going, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, pizza.
And you share. Yeah. It's like, okay.
Except cream puffs. You do not share cream puffs.
Yeah. Or that's funnel, a rule. Funnel cakes, I guess you can. You but could. Not that you want to, well, but you can.
And they're going to just end up buying four, you know. Exactly. So if you're going to share, just buy four right away and get it done with. So,
exactly.
But yeah, that's a cake that's near and dear to my heart as well. Yeah.
So I have 24 pies to bake tomorrow morning if you're interested in getting up about 5 and helping me.
24 pies.
That's what I told them I'd make.
Oh, my Lord. 24. And all kinds of pies, no doubt, knowing you. You can't just make one. It's got to be
blueberry, peach, raspberry, rhubarb, and apple. That's my variety.
All homemade crust?
Yes.
Oh, of course. Yeah, what am I thinking? You wouldn't get anything out of a store.
Not to make 24 pies.
Oh, my Lord. That sounds wonderful. So what else is going on? So Friday night, the event begins, right?
Yes. So we have the corporate throw, and that starts at 6:30. And then in the beer garden, we have West on 12 from 7:30 to 11:30.
Great
and then we
band. Always, That's yeah. a great band.
And we always have some entertainment going on in the food court area, and that runs from 5 to 7, and that's the Sam Ness band.
Oh, yeah, Sammy Ness. Oh, yes. Good old Sammy Ness.
Local. So that's kind of fun.
Yep.
And then Saturday, we have our run that starts at 8 o'clock, but you can register there yet. At 6:30.
Is that a 5K, 10K?
5K, 10K. Yeah, okay. Walk or run.
Okay.
And then we have some entertainment going on for the kids.
Okay.
The art fair. So the kids, we don't have an actual stage, but it's in the kids' area that we'll have activities and entertainment going on in the kids' tent area.
Okay. Usually bounces and stuff too, right?
We have all sorts of fun things.
Yep.
I think there's a karate demonstration and...
I demonstrate karate all the time.
Yeah.
So usually my kids are misbehaving. Watch it or I'll hold.
They laugh.
Yeah, we're not scared, Dad. We're not scared at all. So
the Arts and Crafts Fair runs from 9 to 5. And then we have the kids throw, which is always fun to watch, from 9 to noon.
If they're lucky if they get it ahead of themselves instead of behind themselves somehow, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
And then we have entertainment going on in the food court area as well. All
that's where
long.
Maggie May and those
and
kinds
Tony
of folks.
Tony Rocker.
Okay. Yep. Oh, yeah, so, Tony Rocker.
Yep, a Tony Rocker favorite. Will be there from 12:45 to 3:15, and then Maggie May is from 4 to 7.
Okay.
They have, we've had them for years, but people absolutely love them. Yeah. So if you haven't had an opportunity, check them out. Yeah. Make sure you do.
Well, and it's the kind of music where you can just sit and talk and have a great time. And they engage the crowd a lot, which is a lot of fun. And, it's almost like having family come back. I think that given the fact that those guys have been here so many years, it's just, I think it'd be like, well, why isn't Maggie May here this year? It'd be almost
we'd get in big trouble.
Yeah, the favorite relative that didn't show up to the family reunion.
Yeah,
you know,
everybody wants to see her.
We were trying to do something new. Well, with that, bring Maggie May back. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. And then we have Fifth Gear in the beer garden on Saturday night.
Okay.
So
in there, that's a cover charge, right, when you're coming into the beer garden?
The beer garden is a $5 cover.
Okay.
But otherwise, everything else is free entertainment. If you want to throw a chip, the kids, it's $1. And for the adults, I believe it's $3.
Okay.
And that's in the afternoon. But you need to pre-register if you're an adult and want to throw. So pre-register in the morning or for sure by 1 o'clock.
Big craft fair, too, throughout the day on Saturday. Just tons and tons of cool stuff that comes through there. How's the sign-up for a craft fair this year look like a good year?
Oh, it's always full by April.
Okay.
And then people are constantly calling trying to get in.
Okay.
So it's a great art fair.
That's good. You want to have a waiting list for things like that. That's that's a good sign. And the parade, what time does the parade start?
Parade starts at noon.
Okay. And that's been a standard route forever too, right?
Yep. It starts at Maplewood and goes down Sycamore to Grand Avenue and then turns right by the park on First Street and ends there. And we have kind of a fun thing we're doing with some antique tractors this year. So hopefully people come out and check it out. We're doing a little tribute. Dave Litcher's family has always, well, for the last many, many years, been contributing their cow chips for us.
Oh, okay.
And Dave passed away this year. So we're doing a little tribute to him.
Okay.
And also to McFarland's on their 100th anniversary. So those are our grand marshals this year. And the artwork this year is quite fun. Another,
I thought it was really darn cool when I saw what you were planning with that.
Yeah,
so.
Another quality product manufactured in Sauk Prairie.
And there are four cows, one driving a tractor, and three analyzing the cow chips with various measurement devices.
Yeah, making sure they're the right quality.
And then you look across the hats, and it says John, Tom, Dick, and Stan. Right? I thought, that's pretty cool.
Pretty fun.
So we're very honored. Thank you very much for thinking of us.
We appreciate having them here in our community. They're a vital part.
Well, you know, and I think it's the same thing you've alluded to earlier, that it's a community of very loving and caring and supportive people, and the McFarlands have always had that attitude of giving back, you know, and doing whatever we can to give back. And sometimes it hurts, you know, because you want to give more and you can't, or you know, just whatever. I mean, I know you find there's only so many hours in a day, right?
Exactly.
So, but
and lots of great causes, but it's
exactly
it's good.
Exactly. It's, lots of great work being done in the community. I mean, you know, I think of all the different events like this and all the different you know, volunteer organizations that there are out there. This is a great opportunity to support all of them at, you know, one swell foop. So take out some extra cash from the checking account or whatever you need to do to buy as much food as possible and enjoy yourself, because you'll be supporting a lot of good things. So,
but this is one of the most economical events you can go to.
Yeah.
Because there is no gate fee to get in.
Right.
You know, there's entertainment going on all day that's free. And, you know, your kids can throw a chip once and it costs a dollar.
And they'll remember that for How many times do you let your kids touch poop too? I mean, this is a learning experience.
So. Well, it's dry and it's odorless, and we do have sinks so you can wash up. Yeah. But my kids grew up picking up cow chips, so they don't think anything of it.
It didn't kill anybody, right?
We were just at the Middleton Parade this week, and my youngest, who's 20, was actually there shoveling behind the cow with the chips and stuff, and she says, "Mom, it's weird. These people are like grossed out by this. I don't know what the deal is."
This from a seasoned veteran. So, my guest this morning has been Marietta Ryder with the Cow Chip Festival Committee and many other things, to the president and CEO, of Tools of Marketing, right? So, Marietta, it's been just a joy. I knew it was going to be, so I've been excited about this for weeks, thinking about you coming in and talking. But we're going to take another quick break for a word from our sponsors, and we'll come back with just one or two community announcements. But thanks for joining us here on Mornings at McFarland's on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM in Baraboo, Sauk Prairie.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at demarsplumbing.com. Summer is warm weather, the great outdoors, and some common health ailments. These can include sunburn, poison ivy, tick and insect bites, bee stings, sinus, pink eye, earaches, and sore throats. When illness strikes, see the Prairie Express Clinic at 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Prairie Express is a walk-in clinic providing the best possible care for patients ages 12 months and up. Prairie Express Clinic offers convenient hours of 9 to 7 Mondays, 1 to 7 Tuesday through Thursday, and Fridays 9 to 4. Prairie Express Clinic, dedicated to caring for the community the past 60 years.
The almost unearthly luster of pearls has always been prized and well-loved as a gift. Sophie's Fine Jewelry in Baraboo has shimmering pearls and earrings, pearls in pins, pearls in necklaces and pendants, pearls with price tags as varied as the selection. Pearls with their mysterious glow add a translucent beauty to the woman who wears them. When you give a gift of pearls, she'll love them as much as she'll love you. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, Highway 12 in the Baraboo Mini Mall.
Thanks for joining us here on Mornings at McFarland's. We've had a great conversation with Marietta Ryder, and just had to quick talk about a couple other things, because there are some other great events going on this weekend besides the Cow Chip Festival, which you've all heard is just wonderful, and all the different things going on with it. But also, I want to just call out to you this tomorrow at our Woodshed Ale House. They have, you know, their ongoing concerts, and there's another one with somebody that's special in my world. Corey Hart will be over there playing, and Corey's been at the Fire on the River a number of times. Just does a great job. wonderful, wonderful voice. So if you're looking for something unique in terms of kind of a folksy sound, but, you know, Corey's just got such a unique voice and a wonderful sound to him. I think you really enjoy that. So feel free to get on over there to the Woodshed Ale House tomorrow about 7 o'clock and hear him and have some great local beers. And then also this Saturday, in addition to the Couchship Festival going on, the Sauk County Humane Society Adopt-a-Thon is this weekend. So if you're looking for a friend for life, go on over to the Sauk County Small Animal Hospital and adopt a friend for life. So that's about it for Mornings at McFarland's here at McFarland's on Sauk City. Thanks for joining us all. We'll encourage you to stay with us too, because coming up right after here is our show is weekly. There's been Deerlith Chapter of a Week, which is read by Mr. David Schweitzer. David does a great job of bringing Augie's works to life in a new way. So I hope you can stay with us here on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM to hear that reading. So take care, folks. Have a great week. Have a great Labor Day weekend. Stay safe. Have lots of fun with family. Make sure you have at least one barbecue and enjoy the unofficial end of summer. Okay? Can't believe it. Thanks for joining us, folks. We'll see you again next week here on Mornings at McFarland's on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM.
Mornings at McFarland's with host Raul LaBreche is produced live at our 99.7 FM studio at McFarland's in Sauk City. Listen again next Wednesday at 8:05 for another edition of Mornings at McFarland's. Today's show is presented by Prairie Clinic, Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop, and DeMars Plumbing.